Unit 12. Structure of a research paper. Dialogue. Dictation. Listen and fill in the blanks.
Akane, do you know how to write a research paper?
Well, I learned how to write an essay in Japan. The structure of an essay is quite similar to that of a paragraph. It starts with an introduction, the body takes up a few paragraphs, and it ends with a conclusion.
Well, that's close. But scientific writing is a little different. You really need a lot of detail, and you need to stick to the facts.
Could you teach me how to write a research paper, Professor Coleman?
Okay, let's start with the abstract. Do you know how to write an abstract?
Yeah, Hirofumi taught me, so I do have a pretty good idea of how to write one.
Okay, that's a good start. So then, let's talk about the structure of a scientific paper. It consists of 6 parts. Introduction, methods, results, discussion, acknowledgments, and references.
That sounds pretty complicated and comprehensive. Is it hard to write a scientific paper?
It isn't when you break it down into those 6 manageable parts and tackle them piece by piece. In the first part, the introduction, you should clearly and briefly state why your investigation is unique and important. You need to cite and refer to other past studies relevant to the problem or hypothesis you are posing.
Is that to show why the study was necessary? We need to explain why it was conducted and why it's worth reading about?
That's right. You should also discuss the general nature of the methods you employed. This will help the reader to get an understanding of your research.
I see.
Next, we have the methods section. In this section, you should show how your investigation was carried out in chronological order. You should discuss the methods you used in considerable detail. You should identify and discuss the nature of the materials used in the experiment, such as their chemical and physical properties. If living things are involved in your experiment, you need to discuss their properties.
Should this section be written in the past tense or present tense?
Past tense would be appropriate for this section.
You mentioned that the next section is the results section. Of course, it must be extremely important.
Indeed, it is. It's probably the most important section of the paper. You should describe and carefully analyze the data with the use of graphs, figures, and tables. You need to focus on your most significant findings.
Is it also written in the past tense?
Yes, it is. Finally, we reach the discussion section. Some people say that this is the most difficult section to write.
Why?
You need to summarize your results, review related studies, and compare your results with their findings. You also need to explain why and how your work is unique and discuss any possible objections to your work. In addition, you should discuss your ideas for possible future research. In papers written for certain fields, sometimes this section is divided into 2 parts and followed by the conclusion.
Wow! Writing a research paper seems like a huge undertaking. However, it does seem manageable if I take it step by step.
It is. You're a very talented student, and I know you can do it. But we aren't finished just yet. In the acknowledgement section, you need to thank all the people who have assisted you with your research. If you receive financial support, such as grants or fellowships from the government or the private sector, you must mention it here.
How about the last section, references? I assume that in this section, I need to cite all the published sources that I used in my research.
Exactly. You need to list all the literature cited in your paper. When you finish this part, you can celebrate a little. Congratulations, you're done.